Welcome back to another episode of Anything Goes with Anna Rose. It is always a pleasure and delight to hang out with you on the podcast and come to you with all of the juicy conversations where truly anything goes. And today is no exception, my loves. Today is no exception. I also will, of course, preface this. If I still have to do this at this point in my podcast, I am not doing it right, because you should know I am not the woman that necessarily is the podcast to listen to around kids. I just am that friend, and that's okay. I am your friend. I am the friend that you don't listen to my voice messages on loud, out in public typically. I'm the friend where my best friends always will be like, I'm with my mother-in-law, or I'm with like hubby, is this safe? And I'm like, if you have to ask that, you know, are we friends? But no, so this is a warning. Look, and honestly, it could be an episode you listen to around your beautiful children, depending on age, because it's actually a super important one. It's about your turn on and your radiance and your brilliance and your clitoris. So that's only a part of it, right? That is absolutely a part of the conversation I want to talk about today. So let us dive in, shall we? Today's episode is brought to you by, no, but seriously, I was deeply moved and unbelievably inspired recently, having picked up and finished pretty quickly a brilliant book called Pussy, A Reclamation by Regina, I don't know how to say her last name, I think it's Tomashawa. So Pussy, A Reclamation by Regina Tomashawa. If you just Google Pussy, A Reclamation, it will come up. And it's absolutely going in my, immediately going in my top five books, like life-changing books I've ever read. And I just think it's absolutely brilliant. And I wanted to, it's part Regina, part me today. So the book itself is sincerely course curriculum, I feel like, for every woman around the globe. I truly believe this. And I also will preface it by saying it could be quite triggering for some, which I love, because our triggers are our pathway to healing and freedom and liberation. But it's so deeply necessary, because in the book, she obviously talks about reclaiming your pussy, essentially, and reclaiming the power and the divinity and the just, it's the power that it holds and that we hold as the, I was going to say holders, wearers, bearers of our pussies. And so it was an incredible read. It was a big read. It was a deep read. For me, though, often books will come along that move me because I can't necessarily articulate the way that I am or how that I feel or how I've moved through things or how I bounce back or how I do have energy, right? So if you listen to this podcast and you follow me, for example, something that women relentlessly DM me about is my energy, for example. And obviously I'm very healthy. I move like I love myself. I eat like I love myself. I think like I love myself. I get sleep. I hydrate. You know, I absolutely tick boxes, but it is an odd energy. It is a big energy. It is a never ending well of energy that I genuinely do radiate. And reading this book and reading how a woman so deeply connected to her pussy and so in her body, and a woman that feels all of her feelings and that understands her innate ancient wisdom will have a never-ending well of energy and radiance. And for me, it was that like click, click, boom moment, right? I thought, oh, I've got to get this book into the hands of as many women as possible, because it explains so much for me, but it explains so much of my life that I couldn't have even articulated or explained. So I now kind of want to go into my own synopsis of it, in a sense. And it's funny because you will hear my take on all of this radiance and turn on and just how to live this deeply tuned in, tapped on, turned on life. But I've lived this way for a decade, right? I have lived this way for a very long time. Radiance is one of my favorite words. In fact, when I start my day clubbing, which is still absolutely going to happen around Australia, which I had kicked off just in between COVID, and then COVID kind of kiboshed it for the moment, it was called Radiance. Because that, it's just one of my favorite words, right? And that is what this episode is all about, I hope. A, to inspire you to go and buy the book and use it as part of your life curriculum, 1,000,000,000%. But also to activate and awaken that part of you that is dying to come out, which is your radiance, which is your essential, I call it like the life force of who you are, right? And so let us begin. As a woman, what a gift. Hey, like what a gift that we are women. I just think it is. I do. I'm obsessed with being a woman. I'm obsessed with being a woman, like the feelings that we have and the femininity and the flirtiness and the fun and just the different ways in which we biologically, scientifically, and figuratively live from men. But as a woman and in our most turned on and radiant form, we get to be and have and do this level of radiance and turn on that men don't have. That's not part of their genetic makeup, right? They are, so let's talk about the masculine and the feminine, which I love obviously to talk about and have on many different episodes. But when we look at the feminine innately is that softer, sensual, radiant, turned on, she is surrendered, trusting, playful, silly woman, right? Energy, I will say. It's an energy, okay? When we talk about masculine and feminine, there is absolutely the masculine gender, feminine gender. But ultimately, when we talk about the masculine and the feminine, we're actually always talking about energy, right? It's just that as the genders, we absolutely adopt it. So as the feminine, in our softest, surrendered, most playful, most sensual, most trusting form, we are at our most radiant. And this is a lesson and this is a journey I have been on myself for the last 2 years now, right? I've talked about it. If you're following me on Instagram, you're watching it. But I was a woman for 10 years, very in my masculine energy, which is not bad, right? That's how I survived 100%. And I'm grateful for that masculine energy that carried me for so long. And I was driven and disciplined and motivated and the protector and the provider. And I was like, if you look at healthy masculine as well, right? If you look at all the traits of the healthy masculine, which is some of those traits that I've just listed, there's more. That is how I lived. That is how I lived and fucked, provide just all the ways. And I was so aware of it though, I have to say. I was so aware that I could not let my guard down and trust in anyone and anything. So I couldn't trust my husband. I couldn't trust in that way, like to provide and protect me. I couldn't trust the universe to provide and protect for me. I couldn't trust anyone, absolutely anyone but myself. And that was a very masculine energy that I carried. And I'm, like I said, I'm grateful for it. I'll never wrong it. But 2 years ago, I mean, just before my divorce, but, you know, definitely as I was separating and then and divorcing, ultimately, I had said it before we separated, like I am so ready and so willing and so surrendered to finally figuring this feminine thing out. I want to be in my feminine. I want to play. I want to be surrendered. I want to be softer. I want to, you know, just be more central. I want all of the things that I innately desire. We desire it as women. We do. We so do. We want to be provided for. We want to be protected. We want to soften to life. We want to be playful. We want pleasure for pleasure's sake. And I'm going to get into that shortly. And then, as we all know, because I've talked about it on many podcasts, I went on the journey to attempt that, right? I podcasted, I read books, I changed my wardrobe, I danced, I was doing all of the things, which was very masculine, essentially, ticking a box, logicking my way, intellectualizing my way to the feminine. but the feminine cannot be intellectualized into. The feminine is felt into. And then as my story continues to go, I obviously then faced all of my darkest and deepest unhealed wounds and shadows and healed them. And that was the work of the feminine to me. That is how I softened. That is how I surrendered. I felt the things that I had not yet allowed myself to feel. I faced the things that I had not allowed myself to face. And I healed the things that I had not allowed myself to heal. And cut to April 2023, when I'm recording this, I have never been more in my feminine essence and power ever. And so when I pick books up like Pussy, A Reclamation, I get so excited because I feel like it is such a shortcut now for women into their feminine, because she really addresses so much of the work I've really been doing the last 2 years, to be honest, the somatic work, she's got names for it, but I coach this in self-love school as well, but it's all around like feeling your feelings, the somatic work, like understanding what you're actually feeling and allowing it to be felt, the rage, the anger, the grief, the joy, the expansiveness, the overwhelm, the stress, whatever it is, without judgment. She calls it stomping in the book. She has this practice called stomping. So my point is, why I got so excited by Pussy, A Reclamation is I believe it is, like I said, a shortcut for women, which we deserve, into the feminine, having been on a journey for 2 years trying to get to this point, and now I'm here. I read it, my beautiful best friend, one of my best friends, Katie, actually got me onto the book. She's like, there's levels in the book. She kind of talks about a woman activated and further activated and further activated and then at her most activated, I think levels 1 to 5. And when Katie contacted me, she's like, babe, you are level 5. Like, you are this woman. I'm getting there. And she's like, but you will fucking love this book. And she was correct. So for me, I got so excited because I thought, right, any other woman on any other level can activate and awaken herself into this reclamation of pussy and self and feminine in a way that I just think is so feminine and beautiful. So the whole ethos of the book is around truly, it's not the feminine, it's actually your pussy, but it's all around awakening your divinity and power, right? And it talks about how we as women are designed for pleasure, which I just adored, right? We are designed, our birthright is pleasure, right? We are here for the enjoyment of ourselves, and it's what creates the radiance within ourselves. She says how a woman who is turned on to herself and her life is a woman in her highest power. And I can unequivocally say, as a woman who is so turned on to herself and her life, I am in my highest power. And what happens when you are in your fullest, most expressive, most beautiful, most bright radiance and power, you live in a way that does become unfuckable with. You are a magnet for miracles. You attract, magnetize, allow, and receive all of your heart's truest desires, which is your birthright as a woman who is designed for pleasure. Now, she explains it really beautifully, and I think quite poetically, and this is where the clitoris comes in, by this fact or with this fact. And it is, I did not know this prior to the book. Obviously, we all know our clitoris, right? And if you don't, get the book, please. Get to know your clitoris. But she talks about how our clits have over 8,000 nerve endings, which every single one of them, all 8,000, are dedicated to pleasure. Okay, so we have a beautiful part of our body as women, and only women, biological women, that has 8,000 nerve endings, which is the highest concentration of nerve fibers anywhere on the human body, right? Powerful, all dedicated purely to pleasure. Now, when I read that, I was like, if that is not a little sign, a little nod, a little ode from God, source, Allah, aliens, whatever you believe in, to say, my love, I have made you in pure perfection, obviously, and I anoint you as this vessel that is designed for pleasure. And I'm going to make it so obvious that I'm going to make the highest concentration of nerve fibers anywhere on either human body. Men do not. So men's highest concentration of nerve fibers as well themselves is on the tip of their penis, but it has half of what we have. Ladies, half of what we have. So God, Allah, source, aliens, unicorns, whatever you believe in, designed us. Oh, science, the Big Bang, cells, molecules, whatever, apes, whether we came from apes, whatever you believe in, it is the same ideology. It's not who created us. It's how we were created. Okay. That's what I want you to focus on. But in that magic beginning, we were created with a part on our body as women, biological women, with something that has 8,000 nerve endings that are completely 100% dedicated to pleasure. No, men don't have it. There's no other organ on our body that has it. There's no other part on our body that has it. And it is only and purely dedicated to pleasure. Now, remember that this does not, like, so she does not do, so the clitoris, she, right? The clitoris doesn't do anything. So quote unquote do, okay? She doesn't urinate. We have another hole for that. She doesn't menstruate. We have another hole for that. She doesn't ejaculate, right? We have holes for that. She exists purely for pleasure. And for me, when I read that, I was like, firstly, interesting, because I just think that is like cosmically stunning and exquisite that we have something on our bodies as women. Like God wanted to make it, or science, the Big Bang, Allah, wanted to make it so obvious to us as women that he, she, whatever, designed us for pleasure. So I'm going to make it so obvious on your body that I'm going to make it double more than any other man. And then I'm also going to make it the highest concentration of nerve fibers anywhere on the human body. And I'm going to make it not do anything else except allow pleasure. That is, to me, the most stunning, obvious, exquisite, brilliant way to get my attention. That's for sure. But to point out to us that as women, as the feminine, we need to pursue pleasure for the sake of pursuing pleasure, because our pleasure is our source of power, right? So like I said before, the woman who is turned on to herself and her life is a woman in her highest power. Fact. So if you want to take, you don't have to, you do not have to take the clitoris, but I'm using that as a, you know, the book's most brilliant and powerful, I think, example of making it obvious as to why and how we were designed for what and how we were designed for, which is pleasure and joy and radiance. But I want you to then take that, and this is the part that is most important, and pour that into the rest of your life, okay? So we are, as women as well, we are the portal to life, okay? I talked about this on Taking Back Your Pussy's Power, how our yonis truly are, they are, like at the end of the day, scientifically, they are the portal to life. So there is not a human being on this planet that has not come from a woman, our womb, right? So we are, as women, as the feminine, as the divine feminine, we are the portal to life, right? We are connected to the elemental life force. We are it, okay, ladies? We are the sun. He is the moon. We are the sun. We are the light force. We are the elemental force of life, okay? We are the portal to life. And as portals to life, I always have believed that I say joy, right? Seek joy. Make your life art and your love your medicine. I've always said this, make your art your life and your love your medicine. And for me, being a woman that is so turned on to life in her most full expressive radiance comes from this pursuing of pleasure, comes from this living embodiment of pleasure. And I was in the sauna yesterday reading this book, or finishing this book, and I talked a lot about this, and it absolutely exploded my DMs. And I thought, right, I'll give it a little bit of my voice today. But I talked about how as the feminine, no matter who you are, whether you're a mother, a wife, a woman, a businesswoman, a sister, whatever, a corporate girl, whatever, a boss, a CEO, a CEO, a stay-at-home mom, it doesn't matter, right? Life's force, life's light, life's energy, the home's energy, right? So take it into the home, depends on us and our radiance. It does. We are the portal to life, right? We are the connection to the elemental life force, fact. And so as a woman, lean into this now. Are you turned on by your life? Right? You all, if you follow me, I know why you follow me. You tell me all every day. It's your energy. You inspire me so much. You motivate me so much. And I can tell you unequivocally, and I couldn't have articulated this necessarily before, but it's this, it's the ethos in the book. I am turned on by my life. I live with radiance. I shine, right? My light is never off, but it is genuinely because I do pursue pleasure for the sake of pursuing pleasure. If you followed me for years before I picked up and read this book, that is who I am. I love life. I love living. I love joy. I love pleasure. I love things that light me up. I do things for fun. I dance. I love dancing, cooking, saunering, swimming, sensuality, flirtiness, like being in my body, embodied work, somatic, yoga, movement. So as a woman in your feminine journey, wanting to live a life that is more turned on and to turn up your radiance to a level that you have maybe never played at before, which is bright, let me tell you, and big when you really step into this, your one job is to sincerely pursue pleasure for the sake of pursuing pleasure, because your pleasure is your source of power. And when you do that, when you dance or sing or play or fuck or earn or show up or speak up or step up how you want to, where you want to, when you want to, but you do it in a way that ignites your joy, that turns on your pleasure, that radiates that radiance from within, you become a woman that is unstoppable. You become a woman that is living and playing in a big life, in a bright way. And there is nothing more sexy or beautiful than that. And so my challenge for you as I wrap up this episode, firstly, is of course to go and buy the book. And Regina, you should put me on commission, because I am going to be singing your praises to every woman that I meet. In fact, I actually just ordered some copies online last night and sent them to girlfriends like, you're fucking reading this book, it's life-changing. But your challenge now is, if you're listening to this and you are ready to turn up your radiance and to turn on your life, is to commit to 30 days of pleasure challenge. And I want to be tagged in this. When you listen to this episode, whenever that is, in years to come, months to come, days to come, hours to come, I want you to tag me in this 30 days of pleasure challenge. And I am not just talking about orgasm, right? That too, go for it. If you do a 30 days of self-care and self-love and masturbation challenge, go for it. Okay. Whatever pleasure is for you, allow yourself to receive it. Now, for me, that's part of it. Absolutely, that's part of it. That's how I live a turned on life. But it's also for me, stargazing and beach walks and hot bars with rose petals and lighting candles every single night. Do you know how many women are like at me? Like they see it in my stories and they're like, don't do that. And I'm like, fuck me. Like, I cannot tell you how much lighting, like showering by candlelight gives me pleasure. I honestly, that is a whole practice unto itself, right? For me, I light a candle. I put on some stunning classical music every single night. And even when I'm washing myself, it's a sensual practice. I'm not just like rubbing soap on me. I'm moving my hands beautifully, like loving my body, loving my skin, like self-loving my body as I shower by candlelight and listen to classical music. It is art. My showers are poetry, right? I'm doing poetry classes. I go to dance classes often now. I move every day and I dance online and I share my joy. So that is pleasure to me. I just heated up a delicious macadamia cookie and I ate it outside and ate it with gratitude and presence and moan and groan and just enjoyed every bite. Pursue pleasure for the sake of pursuing pleasure. Chase and live into and embody your turn on. And again, it may be looking at the moon every night. It could be stargazing. It could be masturbating every day for 30 days, which I highly recommend anyway. It could be reading in the bath. It could be cooking. It could be dancing in the kitchen. It could be starting dance classes. It could be crafting, sewing, running, skipping. I don't know what it is, but my challenge is that you commit to this like your life fucking depends on it, because it does. Our life force, we are connected right to the elemental life force, your life force, your radiance, your turn on is deeply connected to your pleasure. And you have got to pursue pleasure for the sake of pursuing pleasure. And so the next 30 days, no matter what that is for you, no matter how that looks, no matter how it feels, you will be doing an act of pleasure. Like I said, it could be stargazing, cooking, running, buying roses for the home, lighting a candle every night, listening to classical music for 5 minutes and moving to the music. But every single day, in some way, you are going to add pleasure into your life. Divinity, beauty, right? Pleasure, that's what pleasure is to me. It's divinity, it's beauty, it's art, it's poetry. And you will be adding it into your life for 30 days straight. Now, the idea, of course, is that at the end of 30 days, this is just a habit and a practice now, and you don't stop, okay? But I know if I can get you to do it for 30 days, I can get you to do it for 60. And I know if I can get you to do it for 60, then girlfriend, I've got you in a habit and you're locked in and you'll change your own life. So like I said, if you're going to take this challenge up and as you're doing it, whatever it is, like I said, baths, stargazing, moon gazing, beach walks, masturbating, whatever pleasure is, looks like, feels like, tastes like, smells like for you, candles, I want you to pursue it like your life depends on it. And tag me, absolutely tag me. I would love to see what you get up to, how you're going, how it's transforming for you, what's being activated in you, how it's awakened you, what is like how, yeah, just all the, I just know what it's going to activate and awaken in your life, which is absolutely everything. So I will leave it there. I'm proud of you. If you stayed in this episode with me, if you stuck in, if you heard clitoris and didn't run away like, oh my God, the shame, the shock, the horror. This is the episode. This is the podcast, I should say, where anything does go. And I'm going to keep bringing these spicy conversations. I'm going to keep pushing the boundaries. I'm going to keep challenging you as a stunning, brilliant, exquisite woman that is designed and whose birthright is pleasure and radiance and divinity to pursue the life of pleasure in your dreams. And that starts with pursuing pleasure in your everyday. So I will leave it there. I cannot wait to hear how you all go. I'm so proud of you. And as always, I will be over here as your biggest fan, having your back, cheering you on and loving you.